All right, so Dread 3D.
Yeah.
Based on the comic book series, which is not called Judge Dredd, but no. Featuring the character of Judge Dredd.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Directed by some guy and written by a different guy. Starring...
You're failing us, Robert.
I've got IMDb called up as I speak. I'm trying to stall for time. Starring Carl Urban as Judge Dredd.
Why do you have to stall for time? You could edit this out.
Because it's more fun.
I'm just ashamed of Robert. Normally he just knows this off the top of his head.
Well, yeah. Usually there's like famous people to stuff. Well, I did know the, Carl Urban stars as Dredd. He was Bones in the Star Trek reboot.
Yeah.
He was the one of the Rohan guys, the writers of Rohan.
Yeah,
he was the guy who was kicked out.
Wow, that was
he
him.
Was the lead-ish villain in the second Bourne movie, which he was pretty good at, but he only had like 3 lines, which was part of it. You know, he basically looked menacing and he said a couple lines in Russian and that was it. But because of how great that movie's car chase was, I'll give it a pass. I mean, it's a great movie. Anyway, let's see. The guy who directed this is Pete Travis. His last notable movie was Vantage Point, which was that... When did that come out? 2008. Was that movie where they kept like telling the same story from like 10 points of view.
Oh,
it was like somebody tries to assassinate the president, but it's all fake or something. All
right.
And it was written by Alex Garland, who wrote
Stuff.
28 Days Later, Sunshine, The Beach. Let's see. Oh, no, he wrote the novel The Beach that the movie was based on.
All right.
And that's basically
28 Days Later.
Not important.
28 Days Later is the important credit.
Mm-hmm.
Co-starring Olivia Thirlby as the rookie.
Yep.
Whose name was Anderson.
Yes, yes it was.
And Olivia Thirlby is best known as the sidekick in Juno. And co-starring Lena Headey, who is the evil queen on Game of Thrones, as Mama. And the plot is
that's where I knew her from.
Dredd and his rookie training, these training, Anderson, end up investigating a crime in an apartment building. And things go bad. They get isolated and have to shoot their way out.
As opposed to kung fu fighting your way out.
Yes. So there's some similarities to the 2012 movie The Raid.
Yes.
Apparently both movies were shot about the same time, so it's not like a direct rip-off of each other.
It just so happens they have like similar plots.
It just happens to be very, very similar.
Yeah.
But I mean, you'd only go so far with the whole they're locked in a building and they need to fight their way out.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? One of them, in one of
I
them...
I mean, it's a good idea for a lower budget thing.
Exactly. You know, and that's exactly what they were doing. It's just in one case you shoot your way out and the other one you kung fu fight your way out.
No, we need to combine the two. And then
I don't know.
Well, they did a little bit of shooting at first before lost all their guns in the raid.
That's true.
That's true.
Very true.
So what did you guys think of Dredd 3D?
It would make a great video game.
It is pretty much tailor-made to be a video game, which isn't super surprising. I liked it.
I liked it. It was good.
I liked it a lot more than I thought I would initially, and that's just based off of like what I heard. Like basically, literally, me hearing they're gonna make another Judge Dredd movie, and me being really confused as to why you would ever do that. But like, I don't know. I like seeing this. It worked. I liked it.
Yeah,
it worked. It was really entertaining, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
There's violence, and
there is.
That's what you need.
Plenty of violence.
Any complaints? I guess non-spoilerish to start.
Non-spoilerish. This is really me, like, because the whole movie I was pretty much not really the whole movie because this one in the original Judge Dredd movie are so dynamically different that you really don't have to feel the need to compare them. One little note that I did, and I think it's just my personal taste. I sort of like the fake future
more than this gritty, realistic one. And I think it might be because of the budget. They'd go from gritty realism to these wide shots where it would look disturbingly fake. You know what I mean? It's like if you wanted it to be like gritty realistic, it needed to have that feel the whole time.
I bet that was probably.
You know? And I actually sort of.
Oh, you mean the wide over shots of the entire city?
Yeah, yeah. With the end. Yeah. And actually, I sort of miss like the ridiculous flying bikes. I understand the need for the motorcycles, but it just, I don't know. I guess,
in the
original one.
Oh well, I missed out on.
But I will say this. But comparing the two dreads, I like this dread more than the other one. I mean, I love
different ways.
I love that. I love, you know, Sylvester Stallone's Judge Dredd. I love that movie. But
Jeff is looking clueless.
I'm clueless. I'll
play
not seen
the Nostalgia
it.
Critic audio on the way back.
Okay. Yeah.
Because yeah. I have that.
Of course you do.
But yeah. But I guess I don't really have any like complaints offhand that I can think of right now. Maybe when we start taking it apart, something might come up.
Now, I enjoyed it. I mean, I thought the action was pretty well done. I mean, yeah. there wasn't any shaky cam, which was nice. Which
is, yeah.
you know, everything was competently staged.
Even in the extreme parts where there's just a lot of action going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a little bit darker than I would have liked. Of course, that could be
you're
just
also
me with
sunglasses.
My sunglasses with 3D
well,
glasses.
Well, no, the movie
over.
was pretty
but
dark.
But also the
it was pretty dark.
It was pretty dark, but it was.
And
okay.
I mean, like lighting dark.
Yeah, not like lighting dark. Tone wise, yes, it's dark. I do remember. I do kind of wish that Judge Dredd would have decided whether or not he was doing the Batman voice or not. Because there were some times when he would stop doing it, and it would be cool. I'm like, I like that voice. But then, like, I just assumed that, like, later when he starts growling all the time, like, apparently that's just his whispering voice. It's just what he sounds like when he whispers.
How would you say it compares to The Raid? Better, worse, same?
I think The Raid's better, but it's just because The Raid is just such a, I don't know, with all the choreography and everything, it's just so like brutal and in your face.
The Raid feels more brutal, while this one is more visibly graphic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is one thing. I accepted it because of the source material that this is kind of going for. I can kind of accept a little bit because it was going gritty realistic with the violence and the gore and stuff, but it almost reached a cartoony level in some cases because of just how ridiculously over the top violent it was. But I was able to kind of accept it and move past it because of the source material, and it kind of that's what I meant by the movie just kind of worked, even in the parts where I was like, that may be a little bit walking the line between cartoony and realistic. It still worked because of you know, like the source material and the dynamic the movie was going for. But yeah, this movie is extremely graphic and brutal, which was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, in certain cases. The 3D was very good, I thought.
Yes,
it's very good 3D.
Shot in 3D.
I'm glad that they didn't overdo the slow mo.
That
could have been abused quickly. Yeah. I was sort of hoping at the end though that they would have a slow-mo
fight.
Yeah. Shootout
in the area where they manufactured
the slow-mo.
I was thinking the entire time since they introduced the slow-mo that, like, okay, at some point they're going to find a way to make this into a battle sequence or a fight scene or something like that. And I thought the same thing. Okay, when they're fighting and destroying the vials.
Slow-mo bullets.
Yeah, stuff in the manufacturing facility place. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen, but...
Yeah, I was expecting it to.
Yeah.
One other thing I will give the movie credit for is that
Django is off the chain.
One other thing I'll give it credit for, the budget is apparent in some of the effect shots where they do like the slow mo and stuff like that, but like a lot of the it's weird. This is really like quintessential like silly action movie type stuff. Like I was just able to enjoy it on a visceral level. Mm-hmm. But there are enough performances in it that they're not like mind blowing, but they're like surprisingly good considering the material you're working with. Like Judge Dredd is a surprisingly deep character considering he's such a black and white figure.
Surprising, all he does is scowl.
I liked the female lead. She did pretty good. I mean, like the actual character writing in it was, I thought, fairly good, considering, you know, they could have just really phoned that in, like, completely.
Yeah, and I like the integration of the psychic stuff, too. Yeah, that works.
They didn't turn that into, like,
I was sort of expecting something else with that setup, like a thing with Mama in the end, you know, when she was, like, down there, I thought maybe they'd have a
psychic thing,
mind battle or something, like to keep her from having her killed or something, but...
Yeah. I think maybe they had more ideas for, like, near the end, but they just decided for a more concise, let's just end this thing. And it kind of works for the character, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a number of scenes that are like that, that actually, that's why I ended up liking this Judge Dredd. He's so much more, even though the original one that Sylvester Stallone did was, like, really campy and stuff, this one, he's so much more colorful than that one was, just because he's so much more of an actual character. He's not just Sylvester Stallone mugging for the camera. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, yes, I do.
I think that's as far as I need to go without actually getting into specific stuff. Anybody else got more to say about it?
No.
Well, so is this an overall recommend?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
See it in 3D.
See it in 3D.
It's worth the 3D, definitely.
Yeah, it's worth the $2 extra bucks for the 3D glasses.
Hopefully this makes some good money and they actually make another one, because
I'd see another one.
I would totally go see another one of these.
I'll pick up the 3D Blu-ray. That'll help.
That'll help. Gotta use that TV.
Yeah.
I did like Jaren's suggestion of next week on Judge Dredd.
Yeah, because the way they've set it up, and it's just kind of...
It's sort of like a long TV pilot.
It's perfect. You could literally just keep doing this over and over.
You could
go
straight
again
to series with that and just assume.
Yep. Do something like Sherlock, where everything's like an hour and a half or whatever it is for 3 episodes a season.
Yeah.
I'd submit to that. I'd pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
And they already kind of did it on, not necessarily a shoestring budget, but like on a lower scale budget. You know, you could totally scale that down into TV.
I'm sure a very large percentage of that went into the slow-mo scenes and everything.
Yeah, I'd have to imagine. That and the whole, you know, psychic scene.
Yeah.
You know.
Although that
scene might have been a little bit much for me.
Yeah.
You know, just because the whole, I was like, really? We're going to go all psychic mind-bending powers?
Inception.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not how that movie worked. Whatever.
No, man, it doesn't matter.
Don't tell
Although
anyone.
I did like, the, I did, I don't know, it's, it did play well into the whole, her character kind of evolving type thing, but it the whole thing itself was maybe a little bit much for me. But yeah. So,
villain was okay. She didn't
have
as much screen time as I think a good villain needs, but
I kind of like
she
her.
She was serviceable.
Yeah,
serviceable.
if we're gonna compare, because in The Raid, I thought the villain was also just kind of serviceable. I sort of like.
But he
her.
Did have a standout henchman.
Yeah, yeah. I sort of liked
well,
her.
Well, here, none of the villains really stand out.
But I did sort of like her dynamic a little bit better. But some of this could be, too, that I'm going from... Because wasn't The Raid subtitled?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going from a subtitled movie to this movie. And it's not that I have a problem with really enjoying and getting into subtitled movie. It's just because this one's in our natural language, things kind of transfer a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that might be why I liked her a little bit more. But, you know, like, there's a lot of stuff that she did, like her early on speech to mm-hmm. rally the troops. I liked that. And there was a couple of other scenes. I really liked her scenes with her ridiculous captive play toy, you know, freaking tech guy. Those were absolutely insane. This is like, really?
I got my boss breathing down my neck at the moment.
Actually, the other thing that was really funny about that was that Dustin was talking about going to see the movie recently, and I kept looking at him going, oh my god, he doesn't necessarily look like Dustin, but he looks vague, but he has some vague similarities to him, so that just was a funny dynamic in my mind.
Yeah. I'm trying to look up the... Okay, here he is. What has he been in?
Really? That was it? Okay. He's Bill Weasley.
No shit.
See, what? I knew he looked familiar. No, I thought, it's like, Bill? Oh, it's a Weasley twin.
No way.
That's fucking Bill?
Really?
Yeah, that was Bill.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, he only showed up in two of the movies.
Yeah,
but two out of the eight.
No, I think it was just the eye thing, the eye makeup, the redhead, and everything,
yeah.
And the hair.
Yeah. I wanted to make a Weasley joke, but that's ridiculous.
No. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, and he was in the writer's previous movie, so maybe you recommended him or something. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you should work with Bill Weasley. Not his real name.
They call him Bill Weasley.
Yeah. Yeah, just like some person with another famous Thor.
Hey, Thor, how you doing, man? Mm-hmm.
My name's not Thor. Yeah, whatever, Thor. No,
it's Thor now.
Whatever, Thor.
Whatever.
Thor in Red Dawn.
Exactly, yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, another little thing I just thought of that again made me thoroughly enjoy Dredd as a character is that, like, he wasn't just completely badass and stoic,
although he was, I mean, like, the whole time, but, like, there was little moments, like the one where he, like, where they got locked in and then they took the whole floor out with the guns. Like, I liked that he was, like, he said that he was worried, and then that one moment where he sees it, like, oh, shit, like, actually, he hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
They get out of it, but I like that, like, he's actually, like, a person that it still has, like, vague feelings.
Yeah.
He's and not also, a robot.
Also, he's the funniest damn person in that whole movie. Mm-hmm. Like, just the his little, his one lines just after something happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just how mundane shit is. Like, you know, like, when she, like, breaks that guy psychically and then, like, says that whole thing. His only comment after all that is just, interesting. I loved that. Like, that's amazing. And then, like,
it's on the delivery.
And then, like that scene where he walks away from her and he's, you know, he basically tells her that, hey, if you get captured, you might not want to get captured alive.
Your call.
You're hearing it, and your mind is saying, oh, he's going to give her some hopeful message about something, and then it's just no, straightforward deadpan. If you get caught, you're probably going to want to kill yourself.
Yeah. Your call.
like just I'll leave that up to you. I think there's a couple more scenes like that, but like it was just stuff like that where I was just like, yes, that is awesome.
It's all on delivery, like you said. That could have easily been the most cheesy thing.
Yeah.
But
he did have cheesy lines.
No, he did.
Like, there was some cheesy, really.
Like,
the judgment time line. I was just like,
it's judgment time.
Oh my god, really? Oh, he just used that, and it was completely unironic.
And the one acknowledgement, which may or may not have been a nod to the original, because I'm sure they said that in the comic a few times, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The I am the law.
I am the law.
He did that well.
Yeah, very casual.
Uh-huh.
I am the law.
That was all. So yeah.
Hey, it's the Denzel Washington as a drunk pilot is better than any other pilot movie. Any that was what ever. I got out of that. Drunk Denzel Washington as your pilot is more competent than any other pilot ever.
Yeah, and how to land a crash plane is apparently to fly it upside down and roll it.
While being drunk.
While being drunk.
We've ran that simulation 1,000 times and none of our pilots could even come close.
Probably because you're running it as a simulation. No simulation would account for the shit that I pulled.
You didn't have it. Drunk Denzel driving it, man.
I'll put in the drunk Denzel code. Yeah, put in the drunk Denzel code.
There's a code for that. That happens so often, they got a code for it. All right, that was what we really thought. We have a blog. We've got a Facebook page. The names of those are the Wawasi Group. The web address for the blog is wawasigroup.blogspot.com. That's WAWASEE group.blogspot.com. It's also available on iTunes. Thank you for listening.